One of the best-known texts of the Hebrew Bible is the 23rd Psalm.
Mizmor le David, Adonai ro'i lo echsar, binot desha yerbitzeni, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in straight paths for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Harold Kushner has spoken the words of the 23rd Psalm many times over his 40 years as a rabbi. But after the September 11th attacks, he was inspired to re-examine the prayer in a new book, The Lord is My Shepherd, Healing Wisdom of the 23rd Psalm. Rabbi Kushner says he came to see the psalm as a poem in three acts.
Act 1, the psalmist is living in this perfect, sun-drenched world, green pastures and still waters, and nothing he lacks, everything he wants is there. Act 2, he suddenly finds himself thrown into the valley of the shadow. He doesn't tell us explicitly why. That's why the psalm can speak to people in so many different situations. It may be that someone he loved died, and that cast a shadow over his life, and all the sunlight was taken away from it. And it's there in the valley of the shadow that he discovers what God is all about. God is not there to protect or to justify or to explain. God is there to strengthen and to comfort. Act 3 is the rest of the psalm, where he wants to tell the world what he has learned. He writes that great line, "My cup runneth over," gratitude. It never occurred to him to express his thanks to God when he had everything he wanted, and he writes about the blessings of goodness and mercy following him wherever he is. Actually, the Hebrew says more than following him. It says, "Goodness and mercy shall pursue me." Act 3 is his theological statement about how he has come to see the world. Some people think that when tragedy happens to you and you find yourself in the valley of the shadow of death, you lose your faith. The reality is, as my 40-plus years in the rabbinate have taught me, you lose a certain naive, unrealistic faith. And much of the time, you come up with a much more mature, much more realistic faith.
But Rabbi Kushner says the 23rd Psalm can also speak to those who are not religious.
What does a person hear when he hears the 23rd Psalm? Unless he's really allergic to the word God, what he hears is the idea that the human soul is capable of astonishing resilience. What the psalm says is, don't be afraid of the future, not because good people always get what they deserve, but because good people, even when life deals them a lousy hand, good people are so often capable of coming up with the emotional, spiritual resources to deal with whatever they have to deal with.
Rabbi Harold Kushner, his latest book is called The Lord is My Shepherd, Healing Wisdom of the 23rd Psalm.